The Church. God has always had a people. Many a foolish conqueror has made the mistake of thinking that because he has driven the Church of Jesus Christ out of sight, that he has stilled its voice and snuffed out its life. The powerful current of a rushing river is not diminished because it is forced to flow underground. The purest water is the stream that bursts crystal clear into the sunlight after it has fought its way through solid rock. There have been charlatans who, like Simon the magician, sought to barter on the open market that power which cannot be bought or sold. Men who could not be bought, and women who are beyond purchase. There have been times of affluence and prosperity when the church's message has been nearly diluted into oblivion by those who sought to make it socially attractive, neatly organized, and financially profitable. It has been gold-plated, draped in purple, and encrusted with jewels. It has been misrepresented, ridiculed, lauded, and scorned. These followers of Jesus Christ have been, according to the whim of the time, elevated as sacred leaders or martyred as heretics. Yet through it all, there marches on that powerful army of the meek, God's chosen people, who could not be bought, murdered, martyred, or stilled. Yes, Jesus is in the midst of it. Matthew 18:19-20. As you found in your study, he is the very head of the church, Colossians 1:18, and he is coming again to make it his bride. As Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless. Tell me, friend, how are you adorning your part of the body for him? Could we do any less for our fellow believers than Christ did for the church, than to lay down our lives for our friends? John 15:13. It has been stated by Corrie ten Boom, a World War II prisoner, that over 60% of God's people are under persecution behind the Iron Curtain. Do you pray, believing yourself to be a part of the worldwide body of believers, which is the church? And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body, and individually members of it. 1 Corinthians 12:26-27. How about it, Christian? Are you caring for the weak parts of our body? Even the weak Christian next door who doesn't like your church? Have you visited him in the hospital? Taken an unexpected goodie to a busy person, really cared about the needs of that one Christian. Too often we have adopted as believers the old adage, here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors and see all the people. We come to believe that the church is merely a building or a congregation. We fail to see behind those buildings and faces to realize that the church is a hospital for sinners and not simply a showcase for saints. We are people with like needs, desiring one another's fellowship, encouragement, and challenge of life. There hath no temptation taken us, but such as is common to man, it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Isn't that encouraging, to know that others have the same temptations as you do? After all, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10:24-25. Have you been stirring up love and good works lately? Encouraging others? Have you received that from your fellowship with believers? Listen, beloved, we need each other. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Romans 12:5.